Are you looking for elite branding for your company or project? Look no further than Daniel Hayden Design. As a branding specialist, Daniel Hayden Design can provide you with website designs, t-shirt designs, editorial designs, photo editing, and so much more. Check out Daniel Hayden Design on Instagram and Twitter at Daniel Hayden or at dhaydendesign.com. That's dhaydendesign.com. Again, dhaydendesign.com.
What's up, wrestling fans? When you're done getting your sports entertainment fix with the boys of Ring Rust Radio,
join Edge of Philly Sports every Thursday night at 9:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time live on Facebook.
Joey Delco, the Urban Thriller Mike Miller, and Big Al layeth the smackdown on all things Philly sports.
Do you love the Ring Rust retro theme? Are you digging the intro song to Attention Horrors? If you want music for your project, look no further than Elizer EZB Bercasio for all of your custom music needs. Find him on Twitter and Instagram at SOSHISLIKE. That is at SOSHISLIKE. And listen to some of his work on SoundCloud.com/SOSHISLIKE. That's SoundCloud.com/SOSHISLIKE. Remember, check out EZB for all of your custom music needs. That's SoundCloud.com/SOSHISLIKE.
Alright guys, it's time for Wednesday Wrestling Minute.
Oh, fuck you, Mike Chiari.
Wednesday Wrestling Minute, Wrestling Minute, Wrestling Minute. Wednesday Wrestling Minute, Wrestling Minute, Wrestling Minute. Wednesday Wrestling Minute, yeah, Wrestling Minute, Wednesday Wrestling Minute.
Alright guys, Wednesday Wrestling Minutes is brought to you thanks to Joe Archdiac. I like how you just don't say anything anymore. You just
care.
Sit there and take it. I know you don't. I've beaten you down so bad, you've lost already. You know, it's like a boxer in the ninth when he knows he's done. It's brought to you thanks to Joe Archdiacono and the Solid B Plus Podcast. If you need more NXT, New Japan, Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor, Indie Chatter, check out the Solid B Plus Podcast, available on Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher. Mike Chiari, start off with number one.
NXT Moments, it's TakeOver Recap City. Bianca Belair beat Dakota Kai in a really good matchup.
Yeah, this is awesome. I like both of these ladies
yeah,
like, a lot.
Yeah, they're both great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that Bianca Belair is like a quintessential heel, and Dakota Kai is like a quintessential face.
Yep.
It worked well. The Mighty have a new name. It's the Mighty.
Yep.
But it's not enough as War Raiders win the matchup.
I thought that was enough because, like, when you change your name, it's supposed to be like you win. But, yeah, War Raiders versus the – I wish they'd save this. This is
– Yeah, it's kind of weird to just do it.
Yeah. I felt like this is not how you build Mighty.
They were both, like, getting built up as, like, your main heel team you're building up and your main face team you're building up. And then
yeah.
you just
– I thought we were on a takeover collision course with them, not, like, this moment.
That's not. I mean, two good matches, though, so
yeah,
that's fine.
Like I said, it was very easy to watch this because it was, like, 20 minutes.
Yep. NXT UK tourney results. Zach Gibson won the tourney.
Yeah, so did you guys watch this at all? Did Mike here
no.
at BGU?
No.
You neither of you watch it at all?
So much.
No.
Oh,
it's just
you,
so much.
Well, do you plan on it?
I might go back and watch some of the things I want to see. Like, I'm not going to watch the whole fucking tournament.
We'll I might, but you can go. I might, but you can discuss. I don't really care.
Okay, because I just want to say that the first day, I like, you know me. I like doing I like going through and I like seeing some guys that I've never seen before. I like indies because I like kind of seeing the guy first. I like seeing somebody new and be like, man, I like that guy. He's really
you
good.
You found him.
I found him. Like, you know the feeling? That's why he fucking
I discovered Kevin Owens' brother.
Yeah. I did, when it was Kevin Steen. Fuck you. He's a chubby dude in the fucking gymnasium. And I was like, I like that dude. He's a good heel. He's really good. But no, I like this stuff. I like seeing these guys. So I say the first day is if you like that, that kind of stuff. If you like seeing guys you never saw before, there's a lot of really, really good stuff on this. Zach Gibson is the guy who went to the finals. He had a couple of really good moments. Flash Morgan Webster's been getting some shine on 205 Live, at least when they came to the UK. He's really good. Travis Banks, the Kiwi Buzzsaw, he is fucking awesome. He has a lot of Daniel Bryan qualities. I would love to see him in. Honestly, Travis Banks reminds me a lot of Daniel Bryan. So if you ever get a chance, check that out. I was pissed off I didn't get Tyson T-Bone. I literally messaged you, didn't I? And was like, hey, man, what the fuck's going on here?
He must have lost in the first round. It's a shame.
He did, to Jordan Devlin, your boy. My favorite match was Joe Coffey versus Dave Mastiff, the Battle of the Bulls. These two guys beat the fucking shit out of each other, and they're huge. Joe Coffey, I really, really do like Joe Coffey a lot. Dave Mastiff is awesome as well. He's just a big fat dude. He looks like a Scottish.
Dane?
No. He looks like a Scottish Milwaukee. What's the guy's name? Beer City Bruiser.
Beer City Bruiser.
Beer City Bruiser.
You're gonna call him the Milwaukee Brewer. You were totally gonna call
that's awesome.
Him.
Honestly, no, but that's a way better name than I thought of. So the first day was really cool, but the second day to me, it felt more like a weird takeover almost, because you had so many of the guys. Like, it was Mustache Mountain, Undisputed Era, with Mustache Mountain winning the title. The women's match was really interesting. I didn't know either of these women. Charlie Morgan and Killer Kelly. I don't even think I watched that match. So I'm looking at the down the thing.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
You said it was really interesting. You didn't even watch it?
No, because I thought it was the next match. I thought they were all in it. It was a four-way. The fatal four-way for the number one contender for the United Kingdom Championship. And then your boy won, Mike. Noam Dar.
So what the fuck? We got to see Noam Dar versus Pete Dunne?
Yep. That's not great. Adam Cole defeated Wolfgang. Aleister Black and Ricochet against EC3 and the Velveteen Dream. That was awesome, too. There's a lot of good stuff. Shayna Baszler against Toni Storm, and why is Toni Storm not signed to WWE?
Toni Storm
yet?
Should be on NXT.
Yeah. She's awesome. And then Pete Dunne defeated Zach Gibson in a really awesome match. And this was honestly, at least watch the second day. The second day was definitely worth your time.
It's got a lot of people I know.
All of it's really good. There's like I said, it's a lot. It's the best guys in NXT.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Go ahead. But yes, watch it. Plus, it's in England, and the commentary team is Morrow and Nigel, and it's awesome. Nice.
Just the two of them?
Yep.
Good. No, Michael Cole.
Wow. Thank God.
Dude, it's really good, I'm telling you, but I know it's long, but if you can find time to
go. How long was it? 4 hours?
Each one was about 2 hours each, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe a little longer. Maybe closer to five.
What? That's not how it works.
Yeah, I know.
You can't say 2 hours, maybe closer to five.
Well, no, 2 hours
each. No, I think he meant 2 hours each episode.
Yeah, 2 hours each.
Close to five total.
Probably because it was like 2:15 and 2:20 or something like that, so maybe close to 5 hours.
But even then, when you go back to watch it and you're not watching it live, you can skip around on stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like entrances that you don't really care about, some backstage stuff, replays.
Yep. Go ahead.
All right, Lucha Underground.
Yeah, let's do it.
Trina is on the hunt for the Gauntlet of the Gods at King Cuerno's place, but he gave it to somebody else to hold on to. Trina says she needs it for the life force, but Cuerno doesn't give a fuck.
He's like, whatever.
Yeah, he is. He's just like, I don't know who's got it, but it doesn't fucking matter to me. She disappears and throws the cover that like onto his arm, and he just looks down with a smile like, idiot.
So not pleased, as you would imagine. Katrina goes to Antonio Cueto to convince him to book Mill versus Phoenix in a grave consequences match so Mill can kill Phoenix.
Oh, shit. Also, in this segment, she confirms that she is in fact a ghost.
No. She confirms
that she's
she
like, I am
that.
Stuck in purgatory is what she said. And,
okay.
Yeah, and she's a ghost.
Yes,
that means she's dead.
Being immortal
and, she's
and never being able to die.
No,
right.
No, that is, maybe her soul isn't, but she is a fucking ghost.
She's not a ghost.
She's a ghost.
She essentially said she's stuck between realms, so you certainly can't say that she's a ghost.
She said she's
a
ghost. She said I'm between heaven and hell. Heaven and hell.
She has an immortality necklace.
No, it's called purgatory, brah.
So she's not dead.
No, that's a fucking story. That's from last year. You don't even know what that means anymore, dude.
I know what it means.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You act
at the end of the episode.
I like how we've agreed on literally everything else that's ever happened in Lucha Underground. But Katrina being a ghost is like, we just...
Because you're an idiot.
We just can't.
That and Dragon Sega being dead.
He's coming back soon.
He'll be back. Don't worry. He's not dead. At the end of the episode, Jeremiah Crane tells Cueto he wants
Black
to bury...
What's the lady's name? Black from the Black Lotus Tribe. What's her name?
Black Lotus.
Is that what her name?
Yeah, she's Black Lotus. Isn't it Black Lotus?
I don't know. Yeah, it's Black Lotus. I forgot, the leader of it.
Yeah, I forgot because I missed her.
Yeah, have you second guessing?
Yeah, for real. I want her back. I hope she comes back.
Oh, she was awesome.
Yeah, she was cool.
At the end of the episode, Jeremiah Crane tells Cueto he wants to bury Phoenix and Mil Muertes because he clearly loves Katrina. So we now have a triple threat grave consequences match. Fuck yeah.
So
the best part of it was like, I told Cueto, he's like, what the fuck are you bothering with her for? He's like, have you seen her? And he's like, good point.
Okay, so here's the deal. Phoenix Mil Muertes had the fucking grave consequences match that's at the bar. That's what we all think about.
Oh, my God.
If you think about Mil Muertes versus Jeremiah Crane, that's one of my favorite matches in Lucha Underground history, those two beating the fucking shit out of each other that time.
Really?
Oh, dude, that match was awesome.
I'm not saying it wasn't.
He threw him into the fucking...
He's just sensationalizing. It's fine.
No.
Just let him have it.
It's a really good... What I'm saying is... This should be
great. What you're
great.
Saying is this is going to be awesome.
This
yes.
should be great. This has oh, all... I've seen this, and the best part is, I haven't seen it this way yet.
Right.
A triple
Here's
threat.
The thing. I don't know that any grave consequences can live up to the Mil Muertes versus Phoenix grave consequences, so I don't necessarily want them to do that same match again. Add another element to it, and it makes it more interesting. Yeah.
Well, didn't they do Mil and Matanza in the grave consequences, or Mil and Pentagon Dark?
Yeah. It wasn't... Nothing was as good as
right,
Mil
of course
and Phoenix.
I mean, that match was insane.
Yeah, it was.
Let's get on to the matches. Killshot, Mac, and Son of Havoc successfully defended the Trios titles against Famous B's thrown-together team of Sammy Guevara, Big Bad Steve...
Guevara.
What did I say?
Sammy Guevara.
What did I say?
I don't know.
Guerrera. Juventud Guerrera. That's who it should have been.
Sammy Guevara.
Big Bad Steve and Jake Strong.
Yeah!
It's fucking... Big stupid idiot.
Jack Swagger.
Do you know who Big Bad Steve is? I did some research.
Who is it?
It's Pindar.
No way.
Yeah. I'm like, who the fuck is Big Bad Steve? Why is this guy here? What the fuck is this?
I'm like,
this has to be something. It's Pindar.
That's awesome. Pindar was great.
Thank you. I love this.
Listen, he was fine in this match. Sammy Guevara I like because of Wrestle Circus. That's how I fucking found out about him. So that's cool. I like having him there. I like Famous B being like, oh, fuck, all my guys said they don't want back in here. But
I'm so glad Tejano's gone, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I miss back, Dr. Wagner. He's
biggest pop.
He's a gilf, a grandpop I'd like to fuck, you know what I mean?
There you go. After the match, Strong beat up his partners.
Yeah.
The fucking crowd
popped hard for Jake Strong.
They did. They were like, he kept yelling about walls. He kept yelling about walls, and they're like, hey, fuck this guy, huh?
Angel told me to be pumped for Jake Strong this season.
Yep.
Mm. Dragon Azteca Jr. beat Drago for a Gift of the Gods medallion. After the match, Johnny Mundo distracted Cobra Moon and Taya attacked her.
Ooh, okay, I'm down for all this, man.
There's no real heel or face in this equation, it seems like.
Not at all.
Yeah. No.
They're all heels.
Well, let me say something. This is the only spoiler. Can I get a weekly spoiler? And it's about this, so we're getting something about this next week, that's all.
Why would you say that?
Because I fucking got you excited, and you fucking know it.
Pentagon Dark retained the Lucha Underground Championship versus Matanza cleanly. After the match, Cueto was essentially called Matanza worthless.
Yeah, this is, Pentagon Dark.
This was pretty surprising.
I normally wouldn't like it, but they're clearly building this thing where Matanza is, like, cowering to his father, and so.
So it works.
They're building a bigger
character. It's, you do two things. Matanza is now answering to this dude, which gives him a ton of power, gives him that strength. But to me, I think it does so much for Pentagon. I think with Puma Gold, you're cementing. He won Aztec Warfare.
Pentagon's pretty much fucking unstoppable at this point.
Yeah, he won Aztec Warfare, and then
so who's going to stop him?
Who do we think
stops him?
Okay.
Well, we have an email in a little bit here that could be the answer to that question, potentially.
I don't know if I did that. Oh, man.
We'll discuss it. We'll talk about that later.
It's good. It's really good. Yeah, I was really pumped. Lucha Underground is so much fun, man.
It's good to have it back.
Cage.
Where's he at?
Cage versus Pentagon? Yeah. Cage gets the gauntlet back? Whoever gets the gauntlet goes up.
Cage with the gauntlet, but it turns him into like a superhero character where he has to wear like a whole one piece suit.
He's fucking Thanos.
Okay. Yeah. Thanos totally stole this shit. Holy shit, he totally stole from this.
I don't know. I think they probably wrote about Thanos doing this in the comics years ago.
I don't know. I got no proof either way. Mm. It's good. That's how I do all my tablet.
Ew. From great to the worst. Impact Wrestling
Moments. It's good. A bunch of people telling you to get into it.
Lax with King. Jerry the King Lawler?
No.
Kenny King?
Eddie Kingston.
Lax with Eddie Kingston.
Man. Going downhill.
Z7E. What a name. It's for the tag team titles.
It's Z&E. Sorry.
Wait, that was supposed to say Z. So you didn't press shift?
Yeah.
Good job.
Nope.
Conan returns and suspects King. Put the hit on him.
Yeah, he does. So now we got dissension in LAX, dude. Not all is well in the fucking hood, bro.
Oh, no. KM broke up with Fala Ba, who sent out Scott Steiner to kill KM. What are these words I'm reading?
KM is a bully guy, and he's been, like, teaming up with Fala Ba. Fala Ba is a fucking Yokozuna guy. Yeah, Yokozuna type guy. And all he says is ba, ba, ba. That's all he says all the time in, like, different ways. And he had no confidence in shit like that. But KM gave him confidence. He kept telling him how he's losing weight, but he didn't look any different. And he was walking up to girls. He's like, ba. Like he's talking. It was the fun. The segments are actually
fucking beyond
stupid. It's stupid, but it's funny. And then ba, he gets KM, shoves him down, and treats him like shit. And follow ba. Writes down a letter and he says, I'm breaking up with you and also you're fighting this next guy. And Scott Steiner comes out and beats the fucking shit out of KM. So it's good. I like that.
By the way, Fala Ba, he's from New Jersey.
Yeah. Duh. You don't remember
Samoa!
That?
Samoa! New Jersey!
Yeah, I can't wait for it. Lucy's wrestling life will be ruined one day. Because Fala Ba just turns to the screen and he's like,
Jersey, bro!
He's like, Asbury Park! And he's just like, what? Oh, man. Good.
Eddie Edwards is now batshit crazy. Did I ever tell you about the time Donnie fucking bought him a beer?
It's all part of the plan. Eddie Edwards goes into his house and they must have been like moving or something like that. And there's a mirror on the wall and he just keeps staring at it and punching it and like it breaks and stuff like that. And he just keeps looking at himself and he's like, you did this, like blaming himself. And yeah, it's in black and white. It's like artsy.
Okay. Madison Rain beats Taya and challenges Su Yung for the title at Slammiversary.
Yeah, Madison Rain getting a big old push here. I didn't see Tessa this week. So I'm like, where's Tessa at? So you think that
fucking her way to the top.
That her being with Josh Matthews has gotten her any credibility in the fucking wrestling business.
Well, it kind of seems like that Josh Matthews has like a lot of responsibilities and shit. Like he might be like the new Borash type guy.
I think he definitely is.
So that's probably why.
All right, well, that's great. Good for him.
Killer Cross talks about why he did what he did. And he's really good. I'm so pumped for him in Lucha now.
Yeah, oh yeah. I sent you this. Did you watch it?
Yeah, we talked about it.
And it's good, right? It's good.
It's good, right? It's good.
I guess it was good.
Yeah, it's
good,
right? He said, like, listen, in Impact Wrestling, I don't know how much they're going to fucking capitalize on this. But to me, I'm more pumped about
Lucha.
It's big
enough, right?
It makes me more excited about Lucha because this dude has a character built for that kind of thing. And if I already saw him on a throne made of, like, weird wood kind of shit, like, yeah, dude, I'm all fucking for this. Mm-hmm. No?
It's taking a long time, guys.
Okay, whatever. Go ahead.
Pentagon Jr. and El Hijo del Fantasma defeat Uv. After the match, Sammy tries to rip off Pentagon's mask, but Cuerno makes a save.
Oh, shit. So Pentagon and King Cuerno are tag team in this company now for a little bit. I like
this. Phoenix?
Phoenix is not here right now. Leave your name and number. Beep.
Beep.
Okay. Is that it? That's the kind of jokes you get here on Randall's Radio. Yes.
Bad ones.
Yeah, bad joke. Bad joke.
Shame.
Okay, is that it for Wednesday WrestleMinute? Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on. All right, guys, it's time for fantasy standings. How is my team, Mike Yard?
That's good.
How's my team? I just don't give a fuck about anybody else right now. How's my team now that I dropped Bobby Roode? Is it better?
Nope.
Oh,
In last place with -120. BG.
BG.
That's better than last time, right?
I believe it might be a little bit worse.
Oh. You fucking asshole.
Because Alexa Bliss has negative 10 for you already. That's what you picked up. And Kevin Owens, I believe, since you dropped him, would have 7.5 points.
Yay.
Well, yeah, ever since I dropped him, he's been a lot better. Yeah. I didn't know Big Cass was going to get fired. How was I to know?
In 16th place, there's no fucking excuses here for that, for negative 120. In 16th with negative 105, Joe, you guys are both down here fucking selling so hard for everyone.
I don't know what's going on with those two. Joe, I was really... I defended you for a long time, but you're not doing well any longer.
In 15th with negative 60, Matt Judd.
Oof, Matt. Oof. Welcome to the big leagues, bruh.
In 14th with negative 50, Robert.
Oh, he deserves that, though. Honestly. He's
he saved Dante.
He did. But you didn't save me, Dick.
In 13th with negative 37.5, Daniel.
Hello.
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 Hello from the other side.
In 12th with negative 32.5, Dante.
This is a bad showing for a lot of friends on the show. This is a lot of, this is a bad job, guys. I just want to say it all around. Like, if I feel like a teacher where everybody failed the test and he's just like, you know, this isn't good. This doesn't reflect well on me or you. You're like, yeah, whatever, dude. Go ahead.
In 11th with negative 17.5, Ira.
All right, at least we're getting, Ira, thank you for getting close to not being negative. Thank you for that.
In 10th with negative 10, Donnie.
God, no! No, god damn it! We are not good at this anymore. What the fuck happened to me? Guys, I'm just looking at everybody in the negative boat. I'm like, what happened? Never no. Everybody's got their sorrow tail. Like, I picked Bobby Roode, yeah. Yeah, I thought I put it on Corbin.
In 9th with negative 5, Roger.
Oh my god, we're still filling this boat up.
So, literally more than half of the people are in negatives.
That's not good.
Nope, not good at all.
Not actually, leading the way.
Actually, I'm not even out of the negatives yet. I just realized in 8th with negative 2.5, Alex McNinch.
That's awesome.
10 people are in negatives.
That's awesome. We're not making the cut. We're not making the cut on Saturday, you know what I mean?
That's true. But you would want to be negative, so I don't know. In 7th, this is Stableford scoring, you'll get it. In 7th with 32.5, Andrew Sampson.
Okay.
He's in the pause.
Okay, you know what, good job. I'm glad, well, here we go, we're making progress, good.
A tie for 5th with 65, George Sparrows and Angel.
So there's no hope for any of us in the negatives, I just realized that. I thought, I was like, you know what, I could get out of negative, and then it's like... You guys are way far ahead now, huh?
There's like a top 1%, and then there's everyone else.
Top 1%.
Get
top
it?
Top 1%. Yeah, get it? Yeah, fuck, I'm hyped now, dude.
In 4th with 80, Matt Cantillon.
Cantillon, he's spin your face.
In 3rd with 95, George Cruz.
Wow, George Cruz, almost like you should have taken Cedric, although he doesn't wrestle anymore, so maybe not.
Mm. And then... A tie for 1st with 100, it's Andrew Skeens. And the artist, formerly known as the Honorable, Venerable,
oh
Lord,
gosh.
Sir Uncle, Chancellor,
Shut
Reverend,
up.
Colonel, Captain, Kaiser, General
so
Commander,
BG,
Heartbreaker,
I decided
Hitman,
that I'm
Stone
just
going to
start
Macho
talking
Man,
to you again,
Hollywood,
like we
Steve
used to
guy,
do.
Beast
I think
boy,
that what we should do
dog,
from now
A-lister,
on is we should
Kane,
find out ahead of time
one,
if he's in first place, and Kane did come back. But I think we should just play a song here, and just we'll cut back when he's done.
Mike Stradamus, Excelsior Esquire, the
I'll play like Call Me Smarty here and throw some.
LTD, LLC.
Fatality. What did you say?
Fatality.
Okay, good. This has been terrible. Let's go on to emails because it doesn't get much worse than that. RingRustRadio@yahoo.com. Keep sweet.
What did you say?
Keep sweet. Keep sweet. Yeah, I get it. How is Lucy ever going to learn to talk if I sound like this?
That's what I've been wondering.
Keep them short, keep them sweet, keep them pertinent what we're talking about. I'm not even what we're talking about. Mike, you're number one.
This is from Ethan Pierce, son of Havoc.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. Lucha is
I didn't
back.
Like it, but I got it. Oh, golly, yikes.
The Patreon email, go to patreon.com/ringrostrader, contribute to the email.
Oh, what was that? I'm sorry, what was that? We're so long to jump down.
We're ready for that summer vacation.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I just keep hearing the fucking Saved by the Bell theme in my head.
Yeah.
When you wake up and I'm just like, as soon as
Don't we all do a group high five and miss?
We actually all hurt each other somehow. We all think we're in the emergency room. That's the first episode. Yo, no more fucking high fives, nerds.
Hey, ring rosters. Since WWE has been especially terrible recently, yeah. I am even more pumped for the return of Lucha. Yeah. I wanted to hear some of your thoughts / predictions for this season of Lucha. Without any spoilers, of course. Okay, so his first question. Who do you think will end this season as Lucha Underground champion? He thinks Pentagon will hold it until Ultima Lucha and lose to Phoenix. What do we got?
Okay, so for me, this is
Do you
super...
know spoilers?
I know a few spoilers.
Stop! Why do you know spoilers?
You know Ultima Lucha spoilers.
Are you kidding me? Why do I know spoilers? Because everyone in the world has fucking told me spoilers.
Do you know Ultima Lucha spoilers?
No, I don't know if it's Ultima Lucha or not.
Way too long.
Yeah, I feel like you're lying. Because every year, for like the past two seasons, you've known like what happens to Ultima Lucha.
Wait,
so you clearly know what happens.
It's the cross I bear, you know what I mean? It just is what it is. I'm omniscient.
Don't answer, please.
Whatever. Because last time you fucking spoiled us on what happened.
I mean, it was very obvious what was happening.
It was not obvious.
He spoiled us on fucking Sexy Star winning the title.
Yeah, it was not obvious.
No, that's not true.
Like, gave us multiple hints of why it was obvious.
Yeah.
I think you guys just think you're smart, but you're really not that smart.
Can I fucking go?
Yeah, go ahead. Out the fucking door. Take a walk.
I'm going with King Cuerno because he's involved in a big angle with the gauntlet, speaks English very well, has awesome fucking hair, basically has all the
Impact
tools to be the
Wrestling
top...
superstar.
Nope. Has all the tools to be a top guy there, so I would like to see him win the title.
Impact Wrestling superstar.
Pentagon, and it doesn't mean that he retains it throughout the entire season, but he ends the season as champion again.
Stone Cold, fucking Pentagon, Cierro Miedo. I actually agree with you.
Great.
Well, that's what happens. Got it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll see Dario Cueto come back to life somehow by the end of the season? He thinks he'll return at Ultima Lucha somehow and take back control from his father. I think that what might happen is Katrina, or possibly Katrina's mother, uses half of their immortality amulet to bring Dario back to life so he can overtake Antonio Cueto because Antonio gets too fucking big for his britches or something.
Can I say something to you?
No.
No, I don't know what happens in this. They hide this stuff from everybody. We know matches and stuff like that, but the story
stuff
video
is... That's your
video package.
It's none of that stupid. But let me say something to you. The idea of Dario in a fucking feud against himself is literally... It's like Paul Heyman against Paul Heyman. Like, if you made Paul Heyman an old Paul Heyman and you had him feud himself, like, if he could write both sides of the perfect feud...
It's like if you're playing SmackDown and you do Stone Cold versus Stone Cold with finishers all the way up.
Just everybody stands up from their stunner into another stunner. It's perpetual. Put it on a loop.
Yes, I agree. He comes back.
I don't know.
Do you agree?
I don't know.
Never mind. You're a fucking idiot. Who are you most excited to see perform this season? He's most excited to see Pentagon actually be in the main event with the title. The fucking savage Jake Strong. Let's go.
I'm going to go off the board, too. I'm going to say fucking Mr. Pectacular, Jesse Godders. I hope he stays. I hope he's a part of this. And I bet he's a cool character, too.
Doubt it. I say King Cuerno.
I'm just a hater.
We didn't really see him that much last season.
I see a ton of him in Impact Wrestling.
Okay. But not in Lucha.
Well, I see.
That's what matters.
Yeah. Well, as of the end of last year, it was clear that he was moving on up.
Moving on out,
and he's moving on up. Boom.
What Lucha Underground specific match are you most excited to see again? He hopes they do another Hell of War match, maybe a trios match of some sort.
I would like that, but...
I ain't gotta wait long for mine. Grave Consequence.
Yeah,
that's what I said too. Because
their match.
There's a lot of times I do like to look ahead in Lucha, but most of the time I just take it as it comes. Yeah. I'm not thinking too far along. I'm just kind of picking up every little piece and starting to put it together. It is like a murder mystery almost, where you're just like going through the season, picking up little tidbits, and then you can go back and think like, that makes a lot of sense and why that happened. So. I just take it as it comes because it really is. I watch it like I watch a show. I watch it like I'm watching an episodic television show, not weekly wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So I treat it differently.
I do as well.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Female.
Thanks for providing the best wrestling podcast on the planet. I gotta get that.
Oh, thank you.
He didn't hear this episode.
Or any of them ever, guessing.
He's like, I heard from a buddy that you fucking guys are like good. I ain't fucking believe him for nothing, but yeah, whatever.
Next email comes from Nathan. Tammy Lynn Sitch, Tom Lovitch.
Oh, I bet you this burns Mike up just having to fucking make his emails part of this.
No,
subject.
Yet another. I'm getting his money at the end of the day, am I right?
Oh, shit, dude. That's really not nice to say. Wow, that's a piece of shit move, dude.
Because speaking of, yet another Patreon email.
Wow. It's almost like you're just stealing his money. Yeah. I'll fucking...
It's almost like me calling him out properly made him fucking learn how to properly send an email. And we're all better for it.
Wow. Smart collector. Nathan Tomlinovich getting fucking heat like this.
By going to patreon.com/ringrustradio, donating to the email tier or higher, guarantee you get at least one email right on the show each month as long as you specify in the title. It's a Patreon email. So since this is a Patreon email, it means that as a Patreon email, I get one Patreon email read every single month since this is a Patreon email.
I get it. It's a lot of it, so you understand what it is. I get it.
Oh, I got it. It worked like a fucking charm.
Do you get it, Donnie?
I did. I got it.
With TakeOver Chicago being another successful show for NXT and overshadowing a main roster pay-per-view the next day, I'm wondering what the deal is here.
What's the deal? Why does it fucking suck?
It's so prostituted at this point.
Why is there this disconnect in quality? Is it really as simple as Vince being stubborn and having to approve everything? Or are the main roster writers that bad?
Both.
Couldn't we just have had Trips switch out the main roster booking scripts for the NXT ones for Vince to sign off on? After all, he can't see!
That is fact. That's
He's
fact.
He's just like, this is your freaking coffee order, Vince. Just sign off on it.
Dude, for real though, do you think... My question about this...
Only popped for Bronwyn the briefcase because I knew how miserable it would make Kiara.
That's fun. That is fun.
Sad way to exist.
So when you guys read this email, do you guys take it as just the pure booking aspect of it, or the actual like matches and the full show? I took it as the full show.
I took everything into account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good.
So here's how I look at it. Oversaturation is a huge part of it.
Yeah.
Because in NXT, we might only see some of the wrestlers like every 2 to 3 weeks, whereas we're seeing the people on the main roster every week, and that's basically more opportunity to fuck up the build. And that's what they do usually. Plus, every indication is that NXT has a much smaller writing staff, so there's fewer voices, and that generally means there's less opportunity to fuck shit up. Whereas in the main roster, you have like 30 people.
And plus, they really do keep it simple, stupid. They really do keep the stories very simple in NXT.
Right. And then separating that and going to a match quality perspective, every takeover is 5 matches, and they all get ample time. And then with WWE,
ample.
They're all 5-hour pay-per-views on WWE, but they pack them with so many fucking matches that most of those matches are 10 minutes or less. So it's not likely that you're going to put on a memorable match in that amount of time usually, whereas fucking Gargano and Ciampa's getting, 40 minutes and whoever else is getting 20 minutes. Like, most of those matches are getting the time they need. They're telling the story they need to tell, whereas most of the matches on the WWE pay-per-views aren't getting that because they're so worried about having everything combined and throwing all these matches onto the card, and most of them are just kind of throwaways a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. Everything on TakeOver is absolutely vital.
There's no wasted
movement. There's
no wasted movement. There's no wasted motion.
And part of that is they get more time to prepare. The NXT roster has far more time to practice their matches. There's less matches on the cards, like Mike was saying. But heading in, WWE's roster is working all the circuits, all the time. They're constantly wrestling. And so it's not like they don't have as much time to prepare for these matches, really put them together.
And a lot of times in NXT, unless it's a rematch from a previous takeover, the matches you're seeing are fresh and new and these guys haven't touched really.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in WWE, you're seeing these guys do it for the 10th time, maybe.
But that all goes back to shitty booking. So the problem is Vince and the writing. They both suck, and that's why they can't get their shit together. It's a simpler way of running things down there in NXT. Once you get up the main roster and all the publicity and the Raw and the SmackDown, a lot more eyes on you. And a lot more comes with that. And a lot of that is the writing suffers, to be honest with you. And it sucks. Because I honestly cannot wait for the week off. I hate WWE. Fuck Raw next week. I'll never watch next week's Raw. I promise, until Retro.
You like started really strong and then just totally tailed off. Because
he knows he's gonna watch it.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna retro it now. I sit there, but I don't want to watch. I don't know because I literally won't have TV.
You're gonna watch it at some point. You watch everything that they put out. You are addicted to fucking.
You're
wrestling.
A fucking mark.
Listen, dude. I don't buy anything from them.
You buy the WWE Network for $9.99 every single month.
I do that. You're right about that. That's it, though.
Yeah, but you watch like a million hours.
Yeah,
a month.
I get my money's worth.
Yeah.
Is that why?
Because you have to pay $10? He's
going to the WWE Network buffet and he's fucking stuffing WCW in his purse and shit.
I've got, they're like,
give me some of that Mid-South!
They're like, I got a backpack
didn't they
on.
Just put something new on also?
Yeah, like they got a whole bunch of shit on there, man. I'm down for it. I heard from my sources that they're gonna start putting indie shows on there or something.
Oh yeah, yeah.
2019. Three Wise Men is the subject. Hear it from Hillbilly Jim Chappelle or Hill. Lee the Dave Chappelle over here. Thank you. I'll just fix it for us. Three Wise Men. Patreon email. Isn't that fun? Dear Ring Rust Regents. Isn't that racist, huh? With all your years in the biz, you must have learned a thing or two about the do's and do-nots of wrestling.
Donuts.
donuts. You got me, dude. I love that.
I love donuts.
I do love donuts. So with that in mind, what advice would you give to a young wrestler coming up through the ranks? I'm thinking like when John Cena hits you with the two shoulder blocks, do not, whatever you do, throw a punch at him. Or if RVD ever throws a chair, don't catch it. Keep up the great work. And as always, Ring Rust.
Ring Rust.
Lead the Dave Chappelle.
That shit always bothered me with the Cena stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you getting up and throwing a punch? You know what's
There's
happening?
There's a lot of stuff like that when guys are firing up to do their five moves and shit.
You need
like, why would you
it?
Feed it's... into what they're obviously going to do?
All right.
Well, that it's the best when heels don't. It's the best when
they
heel,
like roll out of the ring and
they
get a ton of heat. Yeah,
rolls out. It's about to happen, so you roll out. And the next time he catches you. Like, I'm more with that, you know what I mean? Because at least at that point you're showing that I believed at first, but now I'm dazed from all the punches. He hits me so many fucking punches. He's so good
at
punching.
The last person I remember doing that wasn't even against someone else's move. It was just the expectation of what you thought they were going to do, which was Kevin Owens. Someone was, like, laying on the ground. You thought he was going to do, like, a splash or something. He just went right into a headlock and, like, started jamming with the crowd.
Oh, he was great at that. He would run the ropes like he was going to do a big move and then just slide down like he's... Honestly, he's like fucking Naito where he jumps and slides in the ring.
Yeah.
He would just jump and slide down into a headlock.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I didn't understand the question.
Here's the question.
It's
supposed to be... Okay, do you want to go first or me? I don't care.
I'll go first. All
right.
Donnie, you're saying exactly what the examples are, which is if you were coming up in the business and a wrestler's doing something, you would tell him, hey, don't do
this. He's kayfabing
us. So, for example,
I answered it like it was real, like I was giving advice to him. I said, I'll read mine first as I answer it. Home.
Yeah, this is going to be so stupid. Go ahead. I want to hear it. Try hard. Don't ever give up.
Don't stiff badasses.
Okay.
That's a good, right? Don't sandbag.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And do not trust Vince McMahon.
Okay.
That's all. That's all.
Right. I
thought he was asking for advice.
Yeah. If you see Bray Wyatt walking like a dumb fucking spider, it's not scary. It's stupid. Just kick him in the fucking face.
Or a dick like in the World Cup we just watched today.
He got
kicked so hard in the dick, dude. He was like shaking.
That was great.
No, it wasn't.
I got some. If you're having a match and you hear someone else's music, just ignore it.
That's a good one.
If you're at a cage match, just walk out the fucking door. Do it really fast.
Or the side of the ring.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Don't pin someone when they're face down. That's just for Cameron, in case she's listening. When Hulk Hogan starts to Hulk up, don't fucking punch him. And
throw beer in his face.
Ever, ever headbutt a Samoan.
No, never. Oh, my God. Never. Is that still a stereotype we're doing in WWE?
Could be.
I just watched an Umaga match, and it sure was in 2007 or whatever that was, so.
Crazy.
I swear to God.
11 years ago.
It's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm big of a monster, Vince still is. So I didn't answer the question correctly, so I'm going to move on.
That's it.
And that's it for you? Did you have something here, BG?
Yeah, Patreon shout-outs.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it right here. Our buddy Manish came on the show earlier this month.
Manish
Trevilla. Dante Rodriguez.
Fucking king. Hope
still standing. Kyle Paulson. Anthony Rowe.
George Sparrow. Isn't it Bigaro?
Anthony's Bam Bam Bigaro.
That's
yes.
A terrible nickname.
It's a great nickname. Let's get him on the show.
George Sparrows.
Fucking our buddy. Fucking hates BG.
George Cruz.
We'll buy another fucking shirt.
He's whatever, dude. Oh, for real, man. Fucking this guy keeps messaging me, taunting me with shirts that he's buying himself. I was like, you can't even buy me one, dude? And he's like, nope. Cuck good. Mark, and he just hangs up.
Ira Larks, he's also come on the show recently.
Yes.
Hope to have him back.
Yeah, fucking we need to, because last time we didn't get him in time.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, feel bad.
I do feel bad. Plus, with Ira.
I mean, no, because he ditched us in New Orleans, so it's all cool.
No, yikes, yeah.
He's not going to be happy with you.
He knows the truth.
Ben Snyder.
Fucking hit, fuck him.
Yeah. Johnny B. Bad!
I just had to watch Johnny B. Bad. Next commentary. Week, you're going to hear Johnny B. Bad, Johnny B. Bad versus Brian Pillman. And in your head, you're like, oh, Brian Pillman's good. Like, Johnny B. Bad, I can't be that bad. This should be good. It's a 30-minute match to open
a
WCW pay-per-view in 1995.
It's a 4.5-star match. I can't wait for it.
Yep. What was that sound? Is somebody playing basketball? Like, it sounded like a sneaker on a fucking court. It's like, I'm balling as I'm talking.
I live in New York. I'm in the Mecca.
He's doing it at fucking MSG. He's
on, like, you know how the fucking executives always have those earpieces as they're, like, in their office playing golf? And they're always playing golf. He's balling in his fucking office.
Like, oh, were you talking to me? Oh, no? No, somebody in your ear?
He's
okay,
like, yeah, it's crazy. These are Patreon shouts. Fade away!
You like ring rust? No. What the fuck are you talking about?
Fuck it. And you're
Skinner.
Roger Allen, Roger.
Thank you for your service, buddy.
Thank you. Stephen Bixby. Ryan Bailey.
Still the best in the last name. That's fast. Ryan Bailey's Ryan. Cool shit.
Vic and K. Damalajan.
Old and school.
Joe Golden.
Showers.
Shower, baby.
Now Jim Ross is like gold lovers. I mean showers. Ha, ha, ha.
Young lovers, golden showers.
That joke would have gotten
the greatest call of the year.
1981 in the fucking in Midwest, I would have been fucking the coolest guy in town, huh? He's today, huh? Fuck them. I saw Jim Ross had Kenny Omega on. Did you listen?
Nah.
Oh. It's probably way better than anything Roman Reigns could ever do. I'm sure of it, too. Yeah, right. Absolutely. Fuck you.
How many WrestleManias Kenny Omega in?
How many what? How many what? Why don't you tell me how many? Why don't you add them up and tell me how many fucking stars Roman Reigns has, and then come at me and tell me how many stars Kenny Omega has, and we'll fucking talk about a real fucking shit.
Stars for currency? Then come talk to me.
Yo, he's up to his fucking eyeballs in yen, bitch.
I don't know about the fucking exchange rate on that.
I don't know either, but it doesn't matter because he lives in Japan, so fuck you. He's making bank. Guys, we are out of here. And we're out of here! I'm your host, the most Donald Wood, @Donald_Wood. Find me on Twitter there. Find me on Bleach Report and Travel Pulse. I'm all over the web. BG.
BGNY3 and @RingRestRadio.
Mike Chikari.
@MikeChiari.
You almost said Chikari. I almost had him remember his own name wrong.
He's
been saying it for 30 years.
No, I was emphasizing.
No. I literally almost made you get your name wrong. That's how shook I got you.
Literally,
I got you. I rent an apartment in the back of your head, motherfucker.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. RingRustRadio.com, that's our website. RingRustRadio on YouTube, that's where you get all of our videos and some attention horror stuff when it decides to post up there as well. Facebook us, guys. iTunes, Stitcher, go on there, help us out. We got a Facebook group if you're looking for a bunch of friends who want to talk RingRustRadio, yell about us, complain about us. Go over there. That's a good place to do it. iTunes, yeah. Stitcher. What?
I said, yeah.
Yeah. Great. Thanks. Interact with us on Twitter at RingRustRadio. Email us ringrustradio@yahoo.com. Mike Chiari, how about some shirts?
ProWrestlingTees.com/RingRustRadio. I just need to hammer this home because this is the last,
cut
you know,
your dick one more fucking time.
Because we already recorded the 4th of July episode, so this is the last time I'm going to talk to you guys for a couple weeks. This is my call to action to you.
This is unbelievable.
The Ring Rusties.
So dumb.
He's going to use the call to action for this.
Independence Day coming up, July 4th. The birth date.
Don't drink
of this
and drive. He's
going to
talk
country.
About not drinking and driving.
Do not drink and drive. But you know what you should do?
Okay. If you say drink and drive, okay.
Just represent that. Represent Ring Rust Radio. Everything that we hold near and dear on the 4th of July.
Well.
Cut your dick.
That is an interesting way to sell a shirt.
I'm nothing if not interested.
An asshole. Unless that sentence ends an asshole, you're using it incorrectly.
That's what they say about our show.
That's very true. BG, patreon.com/ringrustradio.
Great way to interact with our show and come on the show, such as the July 12th WWE pay-per-view match draft recording at 7 p.m. Eastern on Skype. We had a ton of fun with George last month. It's going to be a ton of fun again. The big board is already up on patreon.com/ringrustradio. You can see all the great matches that took place in July and start ranking them. And then also, if you like this episode, you can hear next week's episode already. It's on patreon.com/ringrustradio, our special July 4th episode. We built it out very nicely. It's very entertaining, I must say.
It is very fun. Yeah, absolutely. And we have a round table coming up this month as well. We're kind of pushing through. We're pushing. Or in July. We got July round table coming
July.
Up.
July.
July.
July. Hotter than the fucking sunshine in the desert of July.
Before we go off the air, before we pick a song, I just wanted to read something really quickly.
Okay, it's pretty wild.
I just saw on Twitter.
We're going on that song.
So, Kevin Owens tweeted about, you know, how great it was to go to fucking Shania Twain with his wife and everything. Fantastic. Some fucking loser Jay Brown with an Eagles logo as his avatar tweets, replies to the tweet. So, you know, it's
why
a
you gotta put my
song,
side
right?
accounts on blast, dude.
He says, did they collect your man card with your concert tickets? You want to know what Kevin Owens
supplied? Oh, shit. Let me say something. I would look it up real quick, but I'm blocked by him, so I couldn't even. So please
well,
tell
I'm
me.
I'm telling you what he said. I can't even fathom being insecure in your own manhood enough to say something so dumb. I genuinely feel bad for you and wish you and your undoubtedly microscopic penis all the best.
This motherfucker puts motherfuckers on blast almost better than anybody. He's definitely better than The Miz. That's just a shoot,
and then
brother.
In terms of emojis, rip 'em sign, kissy face heart.
He ripped him! He's a fan of the show. He's a fan of the show. I know it. He's just like, what are the odds? And no holds barred. He's doing no holds barred hands.
Oh, man. I got to eat some crow here. Apparently, not apparently, fact, Shinsuke Nakamura was bitten by a police dog.
Oh, shit, huh?
The authorities released a statement.
Now you feel like an asshole, huh? You don't know. That's why I said you can't comment on that shit, because that's just them just fucking they heard something from somebody.
It's lawsuit.
Yeah, definitely a lawsuit. Of course it's a lawsuit. So, now, don't you guys feel like assholes, huh?
You agreed.
I totally did not agree. I defend David every single time. Nope.
Oh.
You should feel shame. All right, guys. You know what? Sorry, sometimes we get shit wrong.
It wasn't Meltz. It was Mike Johnson. Meltz wouldn't get something
did
like
you
that.
Know,
right?
Did you know, little known fact, though, Johnson is another name for penis.
I did.
Yeah.
You and your microscopic Johnson,
yes,
me, the fuck out of here.
Yo, dude, yo, did they collect your man card at the end of the ring runs?
Every time.
I got a weenie do.
Can't believe you remember that.
Why? That's that was the New Day didn't make that up, dude.
Oh, I thought they did.
No,
yeah, they
fuck
did.
No,
they created
dude.
It.
Unbelievable.
I thought they created everything.
They did.
You're wrong.
I think Triple H created it, and then he told it to him.
I am literally almost positive. There was a time there where they were doing that kind of stuff, where they were just doing the Big Johnny thing, where they were taking things off Urban Dictionary and just saying them. And it's just like, they're like, how much? Remember that time it was like they were trying to get away with something every week about their dicks? Remember that? Mm-hmm. It was like a period of time where they were always like, whoa, don't say that. Like, if we're too close to the edge of that joke. And it's like, he's talking about dongs. Just me standing up like, art! It's just art! Alright, guys, and speaking of art, we are going out on art. The Bray Wyatt song. I miss him. I need
what?
More of him.
Curtis
so,
Axel's
nope,
song. He
we're
won.
Going out on the Bray Wyatt song. So, and you know, it's right. Creed as well. And nothing says America more than Creed.
Oh.
That's true. Can you take me higher?
I will never partake. Awesome I promise you as a candidate, I will never partake in Creed singing.
I you did. You already did.
No, I was just spoofing it.
No.
I'm just goofing on it. I was just goofing on it. All right, guys, thank you so much. Listen, enjoy your holiday. July 4th.
I like how we started this episode with Goofy. We're ending it with Goofy.
We are Goofy, yeah.
Oh. Gotta stand out above the crowd.
All right, guys, God bless America. We'll see you back here next week. Well, I just watched his match today. M-Cha has begged for him to change. Can't believe my eyes. Bow down to Bray. He'll be in the Hall of Fame at this pace. I love Bray Wyatt. Embrace the limelight. Your spider walk scares everyone. I love Bray Wyatt. I love Bray Wyatt. BG says he's not ready to main event WrestleMania. Now take a big step back and really watch his match. He's got a Ferrari motor in a Big Mac truck. I love Bray Wyatt. He's like Beyonce. Your spider walk, it scares everyone. I love Bray Wyatt. Your work on the mic is great. The fans love what you do in the ring. I love Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt. Bray had just one flaw, only one weakness. It's that he's just too small for some wrestling fans. Take your flashlights out and admit that Wyatt's the man as he eats the world. I love Bray Wyatt. I love Bray Wyatt. Embrace the limelight. Your spider walk, it scales everyone. I love Bray Wyatt. Your work on the mic is great. The fans love what you do in the ring. I love Bray Wyatt. I love Bray Wyatt. I love